You're listening to SBS News.
The three-day Paris Peace Forum is underway, with attendees gathering to tackle global issues such as the COVID-19 pandemic, climate change, and shifts in the digital world. French President Emmanuel Macron is among heads of state in attendance. Speaking at the event, he's warned there's a risk of tensions escalating between countries without resolution of global conflicts.
We now have to adopt this method of efficient multilateralism to relaunch a goal of arms controls for cooperation among great powers and to fight global disorder.
He's chairing a session about youth rights with bosses from video platform websites YouTube and Amazon. Another panel will discuss digital regulation. United States Vice President Kamala Harris has used the forum to raise awareness of social inequality in the wake of the global coronavirus health crisis.
We are nearly 2 years into a global pandemic, 5 million lives lost, countless livelihoods have been lost. But the pandemic has also presented us with an opportunity. An opportunity because many in our world who perhaps did not see now clearly see the gaps.
She says a shared positive future is critical for the world to make progress. President Macron also highlighted vaccine inequity and the slow distribution of doses in Africa, as well as other less wealthy regions around the world. The Director General of the World Health Organization, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, spoke about human rights.
So we ask each and every country on earth to identify health as a fundamental human right in their constitution.
He says doing so will help ensure strong health care is available around the world. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.